Hey, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Voice Person. Hi, and a good morning. It's the final hour of Matt and Val on Talk 99.5. Sometimes Valerie amuses herself. She did this morning.
I got a whale of a story.
Yeah, I like that. And sometimes I amuse myself, and I just did. I just amused myself. Tuesday, middle of June, June 15, 2021. It's payday for some. Woohoo!
Ew.
Yippity-doo!
How about today isn't supposed to be as hot and muggy as yesterday?
Yesterday was.
It was miserable yesterday.
No good.
I looked at the little thermometer in the kitchen and it said like 98. I was like, it was oppressive. But today, apparently some of the humidity is not as bad. We'll have nice weather today, high around 91. Tomorrow's high 87. So we've got something going on with the weather where the humidity should be a little lower over the next couple of days. And watch out for the rain this weekend. Yeah. As we talked to Dave Nussbaum, there's something out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
That if you're headed to the beach, this might quag up your weekend a little bit. Weekend plans, I don't know. We'll have to watch it, and we'll have a better idea later in the week what it's going to do this weekend.
Hey, I hope she who I love above all others is listening to the show right now. Because I got to tell her. I just realized something. These are some new shoes. These are my Clarks.
Like,
you like these?
I love Clarks.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
You know what that is?
That's the dog?
That is Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, Mrs. Beasley chewed a new shoe.
She chewed on my shoe. She is bad.
She's like, nyang, nyang, that
if
tastes
you,
good.
If
that,
you
that,
hear Mrs. Beasley running through the house just randomly, she has a shoe or some underpants or a sock in her mouth. I mean, she
what
loves.
What is it with dogs and shoes?
It smells like you. That's what.
Oh, I'm sorry about your shoe.
Well,
you have to keep the closet door locked.
Look at there.
Shut.
Just noticed that.
Oh, those are good looking shoes.
I also just said something that I never thought that I would say.
What's that?
I opened my mouth during the brief news and advertisement timeout, and I said words to Valerie I never thought I'd say.
It was a lot of words.
To Valerie, and it was.
I don't know if it was directed at me or not.
I said, and I quote, oh, my hair. You've not even begun to see luscious. Like, just wait.
Lush. He used the word luscious.
Uh-huh. Luscious.
Luscious.
It was a reflection. Valerie and I were talking about how John Bird's double ponytail looks dumb.
At one point, his hair, he was described as having flowing hair.
No.
It's not so flowing anymore.
It's stupid.
We have to talk about the makeover for Miss Gulf Shores, or Miss Destin. Didn't we go with Destin?
I don't know.
We say Destin or Gulf Shores.
Destin, you know, Maylene.
We're staying away from the mountains, if you know what I mean.
You know, I got it. Maylene, how about that?
That'd be all right.
You know?
Yeah, maybe we'll let John decide.
Maybe the audience can decide what the designation is for the next, you know, future Mrs. John.
Miss whoever. And that's supposed to take place during Jawbone Jam, scheduled this year for August 6th at Siluria Brewing down in Alabaster. Thank you, Danny Sample and his lovely wife and family. We are going to have a blast.
Jawbone Jam and Jobs.
Jawbone Jam,
Jawbone Jam
and Jobs.
Jobs.
Yes.
So I made an executive decision. I hope Danny's listening because I already backed up the opening of his business to 3. Normally he opens at 4. On Friday,
okay,
August 6th, we're opening at 2.
2?
I've decided.
Oh, my goodness.
Because here's what we need. We need some of those front door, the doors open, you know, and we need tables full of businesses taking applications of employment.
I love it.
Jawbone Jam and Jobs. Huh?
That's
pretty
good. Start the
just
day.
Just rolls off the tongue. So the jobs part starts. Jobs fair from 2 to 6. Just break it up. 4 and 4. Jobs fair from 2 to 6. 6 to 10, we party.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds like a great
game
plan.
And for those of you who want to apply for a job and then party, I'll make sure that all the job people go home so they don't see you partying. You know, it's not a good impression.
That mixture might not be so good.
Yeah.
Unless they're, you know, a business that doesn't mind you partying. Well, and, you know, on your own time, you get to do what you want to do, right?
There was a pizzeria in Montgomery, Alabama that they didn't require you to smoke weed, but
Did they encourage it?
Well, they preferred that you be able to and still make pizza because that's how they did it. I'm not making that up.
Wow.
I don't make these. Valerie.
Now you can just suck on a gummy.
I don't make these stories.
Right, Matt?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Those Delta 8s. Watch this.
You don't have to smoke
first.
Anything. You can just.
I know from personal. I did a little research, and
you
I know
sure
from personal
did.
Experience. My
on
God.
On a golf course, I was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
Yippity-doo! I think I got a double bogey putt.
Like, dang, look at that swing. That is some kind of swing there.
Mm, and he also plays golf. All right, so Jason Lee and I were having a discussion. I watched a Netflix episode, a series. I caught four of the episodes. I'm not into Netflix like I should be. I'm not, you know, I got the Netflix. When I got a new phone, I got the HBO Max or whatever that is. I got this, not Hulu. What's the other one? Vivo. I sound like an old man. I don't know.
I got Prime.
You know, I got the Vivo or whatever
video,
it is. You know,
Netflix,
I got Amazon Prime. I got that. Prime. I got Apple TV. Yep. I got all of these things, and I don't watch enough.
You're almost overwhelmed with too much. Like some, yeah. And this is what I usually do if I want to get in a series. Somebody tell me what's the best out there, and whatever I get the most of, that's what I go with. Because I don't have time to go through. I mean, you go and you start watching a Netflix series. You're two episodes in, and go, I'm bored. I don't like this. But somebody say, no, stay with it. It's really, 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 really good.
Sure.
You're overwhelmed with choices right now.
Well, and I'm slowly but surely changing my television habits. So I still have, quote, the cord. And I got to tell you, has anyone else noticed what garbage is on network television now?
Not much you can watch.
It is a wasteland. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really only watch cable news and live sporting events on TV. Really? I mean, I take that back. I watch alternative television. I watch Aerial America, which is pretty good. I like The Food That Built America.
Love that.
That's a pretty good show. The wife is all about some Naked and Afraid and Hometown. Those are her two biggies.
The renovation of the houses with Aaron.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, Aerial America, for my money, just put on Aerial America and just let her rip. It's a great way to learn about your country. Speaking of learning, I caught a show on Netflix the other day, and I can't talk a lot about it on the radio because I can't say some of these words on the radio.
Oh.
So it is The History of Swearing.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
They did a series on this.
The History of Swearing, hosted by the one and only Nicolas Cage, looking weirder than ever because he's dyed his hair.
So you're telling me that there was a couple of people standing around going, you know what, I got a great idea for a series.
Uh-huh.
Let's discuss the history of cussing.
Let me tell you, fabulous, great show. So it is a blend of comedy. They have comedians that are reflecting on the swear words and the various ways you can say them, etc. And then they have, you know, serious-minded people. They have academics on talking about the history of the word itself and how it changed in terms of its meaning and in the public consciousness. They do it by word. So the first episode is on the F-bomb. The second episode is on the S-bomb. Third episode is the B-word, which they seem more hesitant saying the B-word than any of these other curse words.
Oh.
Yeah, the bleep.
That's very interesting.
So I was telling Jason Lee about this. And about you got to see the F-bomb episode. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm sure that's very interesting. Uh-huh. How those wars got going.
I mean, you know, and when in the course of, I've always been fascinated by this, and maybe it's just the way that my brain works, Valerie, is that how did we decide, you know, as a society, we just decide these things, right?
Right.
Like, it is acceptable to say crap or poop.
Whoa.
But you can't say the S word.
But you can't say the other one.
All right.
You know?
Right.
Chuck Schumer said a word.
I mean, it wasn't a cuss word, but it's a word that isn't acceptable anymore, and he used it. It's interesting of words that are used at a particular time and now can't be used, and there's multiple words like that.
All right, so this leads me to our second trivia question of the day to give away two Harry Connick Jr. tickets. Performing live at the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater, August 27th. Bring your portable sprayer. It should be steamy on the river.
Yes.
I asked this of Jason Lee and Valerie Vining during the break, and both of them guessed. Very solid guesses, but they were both incorrect. And we're going to do this online, on the air. 5-4, don't say the words. 545-9950, 545-9950 to win two Harry Connick tickets. So the first trivia question we asked was what?
I've now forgotten. I think the theme song
on
to
my phone. Which was, Curb by the way, enthusiasm. For those that don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, yeah. Which is, I feel like Larry David walking through life more often than not.
And our good friend Scoobs won.
Gotta go, Scoobs!
Scoobs! Big winner. Yeah, you know, it's not enough that he took all my money in poker
now
the last time I played
him. Now he's taking
tickets. Now he's taking my hair accounting.
Well, he guessed it right. He, well, you know, even...
All right, so during the episode one, F-bomb episode, they talked about a portion of it was talking about the history of the F-bomb in film, in movies, and how, you know, movies used to be rated differently. There were the Hays Council or the Hawes Council or whatever before the rating system that we now know. Did you know, Valerie, that in a PG-13 movie, you're allowed one F-bomb?
Oh, just one.
One F-bomb, and it can't refer to the act. I think I'm saying that right. Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm saying that right. And so you got to be very judicious about where you place it to get a PG-13 rating. All right. So here's the trivia question. What actor has said the F-bomb more in film than any other? And I warn you, it's not who you think. I'm just telling you, whoever you're thinking, it's not that person.
I thought I had a pretty good guess.
It was a good guess.
Because I have seen this individual, and I was like, that is the most I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not going to say who it is.
There's a fairly common theme in the top five. I'll just give you that hint. There is a recurring theme amongst those that have said it the most, and it has to do with a particular director. Okay?
So that's a good clue.
For Harry Connick Jr. tickets, tell me what actor, don't say any of the bad words. If you say any of the bad words, I will come to your home and I'll smack you on the back of the head. 545-9950 is our telephone number. Joe Biden is not saying anything that resembles words.
Ooh.
He's overseas. We'll talk about that as well. Plus the possibility of a tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico. This story out of Albertville, will update you on that at 16 after the hour. Don't forget, friends, that Absco Fireplace and Patio brings you summer fun. It is all about the patio furniture. It's all about the backyard living. It's all about the big green egg. And it's all about, Valerie, Father's Day.
Father's Day is coming up, folks. Think about Dad for Father's Day. Fire pits. They got the umbrellas, fun, colorful pillows, accessories, Blaze gas grills. What an incredible selection of beautiful furniture and accessories to go with the big green eggs that they've got. And of course, you can find them at Absco Fireplace and Patio.
Absco Fireplace and Patio. Let this lady sing it. Located in Inverness on Highway 280, of course, in Pelham, just off State Park Road. You can see them from the Interstate Absco Fireplace and Patio. We'll get to your calls and get to your guesses next at 16 after Matt and Val.
You might say, I've been around. I've seen the fire in lovers' eyes. I've seen the lot, babe, in my time. I didn't think that there was much I missed. But let me tell you this.
You know,
I've never been so.
You know, they got no sense of humor over in the newsroom, I'm telling you. Valerie Vining barely has developed a sense of humor now that she's gotten out of the newsroom.
Hey, you know, you had to keep it in check.
Yeah.
You're delivering serious news. You got to, you know.
Tim Melton. No sense of humor on that guy.
You got to keep it in check.
And then Stacey Nichols.
You can't be like, we have a crash over here on
Twitter. No, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You
got to.
I get that.
Yeah, there's a time and a place.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Time and a place to tell you about Rodney's Marine Center. Suzuki Power behind everything that Rodney sells. Love Rodney. Love his team, Kimberly and the gang. They want to see you this spring, this summer. I mean, summer is literally right around the corner. It's next week. It's time to get with Lake Living. It's time to get a boat from Rodney's Marine with Suzuki Power behind it. Starcraft, Silverwave, Pontoon, Tritoon, Carolina Skiff. They're all right there. Plenty of inventory right on the lake. You can test drive on Logan Martin. Go and see them on Highway 231 in Pell City. And be sure to mention that you heard about him on the Matt and Val show on Talk 99.5. Okay, lined up for people wanting to guess. Here's why I say that the newsroom has no sense of humor. Stacey Nichols comes in, and she says hello. And she says, something about a knock. I was going to get a knock-knock
joke.
And I said, you want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sure. And I'll do it with Jason Lee. Okay.
I don't think she liked it very much.
I don't think she did
either.
She
didn't care for it
at all. She said it was rude.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, you're a little loud and boisterous, and that just adds to that knock-knock joke.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Jason Lee. You ready? Knock-knock joke. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The
interrupting...
Moo! See what I mean?
I love it.
Stacey didn't care
you
for it at all.
She, as I was speaking,
she
because
the
you're
room.
The interrupting cow.
No! Get it?
She didn't like that at all.
Comet gold.
Mm-hmm. She said, I'm headed back to the newsroom.
All right, so the big trivia question of the moment, who has the most curses in film? I saw this the other night on a Netflix series, The History of Cursing. They divide them up by actual curses. Who has the most F-bombs in film? And first up, it's Philip's turn. Hey, Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Matt and Bell.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, Philip, you've got
Samuel
a...
Samuel L. Jackson.
It is not Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
Although Samuel L. Jackson is, depending on the list that you look at, he is either number two or number three on the all-time F-bomb list. Number two or number three. But he does, there is a unifying feature in Samuel... Well, Quentin Tarantino is the reason that Samuel L. Jackson has the majority of the curses that he has. The director I was thinking of was actually...
Scorsese?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
Valerie. Well, you better hurry up before they look it up.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You're just going to give them the name?
No, I didn't say it.
Hey, Scott. What's up, man?
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I think I got the answer.
You think you got it?
I watched the same series, too. It'd be Mr. Jonah Hill.
Scott, that is correct. Jonah Hill is correct! There you go, buddy! Yay!
You got Harry Connick Jr. tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome. I thought you'd get...
Thank you.
Jason Lee says no fanfare for you, Scott, so, you know.
The win is enough.
You put him on hold, right?
I did.
Okay, very good.
I did. Congratulations, Scott, and to all of you playing. We'll have maybe one more set of Harry Connick Jr. tickets to give away. August 27th at the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater.
Congrats.
Jonah Hill. Almost
376 curse words.
And most of them from one movie.
Do you know who was in second?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
361.
Most of them from one movie. Well, Leo's been in a lot of Scorsese films,
yes.
And Scorsese has a lot of cursing.
Al Pacino.
Yeah, he's up there.
Number five.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson's in the mix.
Yeah, he's in the middle, and then Adam Sandler after Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, there you go.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and now, you know, you can share that with your coworkers, you know, just blurt it out in the middle of the break room. You know?
That's a lot of cursing. Think about that. How long is the movie and how many words?
Yeah, a lot of F-bombs. Rock! Joe Biden has arrived in Geneva.
I think they're waking him up. It sure is taking them a long time to get him to come to the door of the plane and come down the stairs.
Uncle Joe.
They're all like, what's he doing up in the plane? The door's open and the stairs are there. Can
Uncle Joe.
Joe, get up. Wake up. Wake up, Joe. It's time to get off the plane.
Anticipating his arrival in Geneva.
He's there.
For the Putin.
But he won't get off the plane.
Biden summit. Hometown Lenders would love to assist you in any and all of your home buying mortgage needs. So I would encourage you in this market especially to call Chris Molesky and his fine team of people. They're there early, 7 a.m. They're late till 7 p.m. They work half days over at Hometown Lenders. That would be 12 hours a day.
Yes.
And they help you get more out of your mortgage. A true approval letter is an important thing to have.
Very important. Not only the true approval. I just talked to somebody this past weekend about mortgages and said, this individual said, hey, I just want to change the name. You know, my name, my mom's name is on it. I want to do some simple things. I said, here's Chris Molesky's phone number. And we exchanged numbers. I said, he's at Hometown Lenders. Not only Chris, but everybody at Hometown Lenders can help you with that situation. If you want to do an addition on your home, again, if you want to upsize, downsize, all of those things, or what Hometown Lenders does best. So call them today, 205-989-7171, or go online to savewith995.com.
NMLS 65084, an equal housing lender. Call Chris today. All right, your call's on the way. 30 more minutes to go. Nincompoops in the news coming up as well. Joe Biden, yesterday, so we played mumbles for you.
And it was a mumble, all right.
They'll get mad at me. They'll get angry at me. So we've got yet another. So I want to re-rack mumbles first. So he is asked a question. He's only supposed – he went through these reporters, and he's only supposed to take questions from the people that he puts down on his list, according to his staff. And he says this. Oh, I'm supposed to say Jonathan. Jonathan, you know. And it's just – it's embarrassing. And then finally he answers a question asked by a reporter toward the end that he wasn't supposed to ask. And then he apparently had no idea what the reporter was talking about. Need time. I mean, it's weird how he speaks in choppy sentences and doesn't form his complete thought. Just listen to the exchange between the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and a reporter.
You have often said repeatedly that America is back.
Yes.
At the same time, you've kept in place some Trump-era steel and aluminum sanctions. And I wanted to ask you, when you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time.
Need time.
That is what it is. Seems to be about the length of time that Joe has to live, honestly.
It's one thing to have difficulty when you're asked a question to, you know, maybe answer it.
Maybe you don't know.
For Joe, yeah. Maybe you don't know the answer. But to even verbally say that, I'm not supposed to do this or I'm not supposed to take these questions, to me is... I mean, again, it's one thing to stumble through the question, and it's another to admit, hey, I'm not supposed to answer these questions, or, you know, I got 120 days. Give me a break.
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Yeah, go ahead. But I pretend that you didn't answer you.
Just answer you.
He said, pretend I didn't answer you. By any objective analysis, does Joe Biden not sound kind of drunk?
He did. Right there he did, yes. This was going to answer your question.
Clip two, just as delicious and awkward. Took him, 5, 6, 7 seconds of a pause here.
Now, that's the weird part. Listen to that. I mean.
Do you have the setup question? Do you have that? Okay. All right. Setup question and answer. Listen for the.
And the question kind of cuts in and starts with referring to Vladimir Putin as a killer.
Right.
So we get the tail end of the question.
Right. So, yeah. So the nature of the question, in the past, Joe Biden has been asked. I mean, he's referred to Putin as a killer. Mm-hmm. Putin was asked about this. And Putin laughed it off. Said, I don't really concern myself with any of that. That's, you know. So the premise of the question was, you know, Putin was asked about what you said about him. And he kind of laughed it off. And what do you have to say about it? Go.
Suggestion that you had called him a killer. Is that still your belief, sir, that he is a killer? And I'll continue the trend, if you don't mind, of asking a second question. Do you believe if he does agree to cooperate, then what kind of a challenge do you find yourself in? How would you ever trust him? And if Ronald Reagan said trust but verify, what do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he's in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was relate.
Help him out.
He couldn't remember.
I'd verify first and then trust. In other words, everything would have to be shown to be actually occurring. It's not about, trusting. It's about agreeing. You know, when you write treaties with your adversaries, you don't say, I trust you. You say, this is what I expect.
How many seconds of
seven
dead air was that? About seven?
Seven.
Long enough for, I don't know. Just odd.
He started to say killer again, and he stopped himself, if you heard it. And we'll play it again. This is the president of the United States on the world stage. Do you believe that the world sees weakness in this president? Once again, the question. You have referred to Vladimir Putin as a killer in the past. Vladimir Putin was asked about this, and he laughed it off. What about you, sir? And also, he starts laughing, and then he does this fake, I'm laughing too thing, where it's kind of a fake laugh. Oh, you're laughing about the fact that Vladimir Putin poisons his political enemies and puts them in prison? You're laughing about the fact, I mean, you considered Vladimir Putin to be our number one geopolitical foe, Joe Biden. You said that everything that they say that Donald Trump is, they are. Everything. Hillary Clinton, reset button.
We got to reset the button with the Russians.
Remember when...
How do you do that?
2012, when Barack Obama said, hey, Mitt, the 80s call. They want their foreign policy back. Mitt Romney said it.
Yes.
In 2012. Number one geopolitical foe is Russia. Now, I don't know. Maybe China, but...
Yeah.
Joe is doddering over there, and he's going to sit down with Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think, you know, again, Biden has been in politics for so long as VP and so many other positions that he's held. Vladimir Putin knew exactly who he was dealing with long before Joe Biden even became president and won this election, in quotations. But he's known who he's all about and what he's about. And I think Vladimir Putin is laughing all the way through this.
One more time for good measure. End of question, answer, with pause. We didn't edit this. It is a full 7 seconds. Go.
What do you say to Vladimir Putin?
The answer to the first question? I'm laughing, too. Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that... The answer is, I believe he has in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look, when I was asked that question on air, I answered it honestly. But it's not much of a, I don't think it matters a whole lot in terms of this next meeting we're about to have. The second question was, related. I'd verify first and then trust. In other words, everything would have to be shown to be actually occurring. It's not about, trusting. It's about agreeing. You know, when you write treaties with your adversaries, you don't say, I trust you. You say, this is what I expect.
What's he doing in the all of that.
He's slumped up. Yeah, we were listening to his answer, we're watching him leave the tarmac in Geneva. He gets in the back of his
limo,
huge limo, the beast, and he kind of slumps over to the side, almost like he's reaching for something, and then he slumps over to the front. And what's he doing?
I don't know.
Give me a break.
Thank you, Jason, for that.
Speaking of Joe Biden, nincompoops in the news is coming up in just a moment, where Jason Lee makes his triumphant return. By the way, in your absence.
You won twice.
Congratulations.
Right. Yeah.
We'll get to that momentarily. We also remind you about Hemp Hill Services and what they provide in these summer months. So summertime's here, folks. I mean, I know the calendar has another week to go or whatever, but summertime is here. It is hot outside, and you do not want that AC to go out. And if it does, you need a number to call. You need somebody you can trust. And I'm telling you, trust Hemp Hill. Since 1954, people just like you have been trusting the quality work of Hemp Hill Services, an authorized train dealer. Hard to stop a train. And here's the deal, folks. The train unit will not be installed unless you actually need it. That's the promise from Hemp Hill Services. They fix what ails your system, and they'll advise you as such. Hemp Hill Services, 229-2090, 229-2090. If you go online and look at some of the incredible furniture from Lanius Furniture Company, L-A-U-N-I-U-S, Furniture Company. You'll see the incredible showroom. You'll see the beautiful selection. You'll see the dining room sets. You'll see the bedroom furniture. You'll see the living room furniture. You'll see the sofas and sectionals. It's all right there at Lania's Furniture Company in Warrior, Alabama. I recommend them, and I believe that you'll get a great value with John and his team. Lania's Furniture Company, bringing you the one and only Nick Abbs of the News!
Nincompoops in the News!
John Byrd?
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning!
Hey, Jason.
What up, y'all?
All right, John Byrd has never won Nincompoops in the News. It's been a while.
Yeah, 17.
And, John, there are some accusations that this is a some sort of Lucy Charlie Brown football situation. That is not the case. That is not
the game. This is not rigged.
This is on the up and up. But I would remind you that this, what did I promise John Byrd during the break, Jason Lee?
What?
A paper ball.
Uh-huh. I said I was going to hit him with the paper ball.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Right. So you just go ahead and give me the flow music. John?
Yes.
It's time for Nick.
Oh, my gosh. I was kept staring at that paper ball. Oh, I see.
Oh, now he's making it more difficult.
Okay, all right.
This is like the catcher not getting hit with a baseball coming in over the plate.
Okay, this is a special nincompoops in the news. Chief Deputy Randy Christian version.
Oh, really? You're
going
to bring
it? He's got his own, I did some research here.
Well, he's very creative in his delivery. Oh!
Oh, okay, he didn't hit me. Okay, good.
Man.
All right.
Just barely missed his head.
Let me tell you guys, one November day, this is back in 2017, deputies responded to a report of a fight in northern Jefferson County and ended up arresting a 39-year-old drunk woman who was eventually placed in the back of a patrol vehicle. While deputies were taking statements from witnesses, the woman began banging her head against the metal bars on the windows.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
Medical condition.
She was taken out of the back seat to be handcuffed and, at that point, dropped her pants and squatted to urinate. Mm. Once she stood back up, she was handcuffed and put back in the cruiser. While she was being taken to jail, she told the deputy she had just intentionally urinated on his back seat. Mm. Then she said this, "Well, this car ain't new no more. I don't think I would be out on a limb," Christian said, saying she didn't make it to a junior cotillion. That very end was a little...
Did you read this story before you presented?
Yes, it made sense to me.
A junior what?
Junior cotillion, you know, that's like a dance.
Okay, we'll give you judgment in a moment. Jason Lee?
I first have to offer some commentary. That's kind of nasty. And
it's awful nasty, and the woman obviously has no problem.
Is that what this game is?
And
man?
What?
I don't know.
And
I
John, what year was that from?
2021.
What?
2017. So it's a special. Chief Deputy Randy Christian version was on yesterday.
Jason, what
it's
is
so
the...
creative.
What's the name of the segment brought to you by Lonnie's Furniture again? What's the name of the segment?
Nincompoops in the News.
In the News.
Not were in the news.
Not old stories that I dug up
from
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. I'm just checking.
Why the Randy Christian angle? Why are you bringing Randy Christian into this? He's a good man.
Why are you casting aspersions
against
Randy Christian?
He's a good Christian's
guy.
Character.
He's a great guy. That's why I did this because I mean I really really liked him.
Uh huh.
You stole his verbiage.
No. You stole. Fizzy lifting drink.
Yes, you did.
No.
That's an automatic.
Now,
put that gobstopper on the
room.
The
has
right
to be
now.
Sterilized and washed. Good day, sir.
He thought it was
I
funny.
Said good day. Jason Lee, Your Honor.
Well, I'm going to raise the taste of the atmosphere
Thank you. God bless you.
Because I love a story of a man who's feeling lucky. And Terrence Blackman of Gates, New York, was in prison for a 2017 bank robbery, and he was paroled last November. He served his time. Well, last Thursday, old Terrence had an itch.
Mm.
3 p.m. that
Terrence.
Thursday.
No, Terrence.
Don't do it, Terrence.
Don't do it.
He's accused of robbing a key bank. On Saturday, around 10:30 in the morning, he passed a note demanding money at another bank. It's two bank robberies. Wow. Well, he felt pretty lucky. He rolled the dice again.
Oh, no. Terrence, no.
He allegedly demanded the money from another key bank. Mm. At 11:15 a.m., again, less than an hour than the last one.
Oh, he is on a roll.
Well, he was arrested soon after, and All of that stolen cash was found in a nearby dumpster. He's once, twice, three times a bank robber.
John Byrd.
Come on. I mean, that
You tell me. What am I supposed to do here?
I heard 2017 in there. Didn't you? 2017. You know? He was arrested in
John, 2017? Be honest. Who should win today's Nipkin Boops in the News?
I don't even think it's
you know who I, think
I don't even
wins?
Think it's Tron.
You know what I think wins today? Not
Randy
the story. Christian. I think
Randy
John Byrd is the nincompoop. Not the winner, just the nincompoop.
Congratulations, Jason.
Yay.
Goodbye.